the opportunity to speak in this last few minutes. I just wanted to echo the views around the endorsement process and why I think in the UK we think it is important to actually have an endorsement process. So I already highlighted to you engagement early on with the IESB. I think a local endorsement process isn't necessarily there to actually pick and choose standards that will be applicable in that particular country. I think a local endorsement process should be much more focused on what are the actual local impacts for a particular standard in that particular jurisdiction. That is one aspect. And I think that can, that, and I will speak about another two aspects, but on the local impact side, I think it requires a local body, not the IESB, but a local body to actually engage locally on the impacts in that country. I mean, in the UK, we are based in the UK, the IESB is based in the UK, and yet we're still thinking about and setting up a body to look at endorsement. And it is specifically so that we can think about the local impacts, the UK impacts of new IFRSs. It does mean that it can take a little bit longer to implement standards, but the IESB does build that into its implementation period. It currently even sets standards with up to 3 years of implementation. So I think it does take that into consideration. I don't think we should be worried about it. Having said that, the endorsement process shouldn't be so long that it doesn't allow companies the certainty to be able to adopt it and set up the new systems. So I think there is a balance to be struck in that context. The other reason I think the local endorsement process is necessary is if you are going to be enforcing the setting of the use of those standards by companies. I think jurisdictions need to be able to actually permit the use of new standards and then have and be able to demonstrate that they've done it in a way that it considers the impacts. In the UK, you cannot have new legislation adopted in government without having given a full consideration of costs and benefits. So for us to just allow new standards to be adopted, which are essentially part of regulation, without having considered the costs and benefits, I think would be going contrary to the local approach to jurisdiction. So that would be the thing, and it will make it much more difficult to enforce those kind of requirements. And the last thing I was just going to mention is, if you are going to set up a local endorsement mechanism, it's got to be, and I think I will echo comments made earlier by other delegates, it's got to be a non-political body, because I think some recent experience is showing, there is a very high likelihood that some standards can be seen as impacting a much wider economic or having a much wider economic impact. But really, a lot of the times, it is just that initial hurdle getting over it, and then we go into status quo and things sort of become normalized. But it can be quite a lot of hesitation for companies. So it requires an independent, neutral body considering implementation, and it so that we can sort of try and avoid interference to the extent or lobbying that's quite possible in this space. Thank you for allowing me the time to speak.